Cinco de Mayo meeting of the Public Works Committee to order. We have a, oh, you like that, Joe?
I like that. That was good.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of April 7th, April 28th, and April 28th?
Motion, Pelham.
And second.
A second.
Any questions or discussion? Being none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
So first item I have on the list for highway, requesting authorization to accept maintenance jurisdiction from the New York State DOT for surplus property located at 8471 State Route 54 in Hammondsport. The DOT has approved transferring of unneeded property along the State Route 54 to the adjacent landowner, Mr. Joseph Hillman of Cuca Creamery. The property was originally acquired by the county, so DOT must first transfer maintenance jurisdiction back to the county, and then we would actually convey the property to the landowner. This has been reviewed by legal and Jack. There doesn't seem to be any issue with it, so I'm just requesting authorization to do that.
Motion.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
We're sure there's no environmental issues that now we're in the chain of title.
We're in the chain anyhow, or would be. It seemed like this was right away for maybe the 54 road project, or it's right on Coldbrook there. So maybe
correct access.
Maybe the bridge project up the road. I haven't heard.
It was interesting that the hashed out mark area included part of the building.
Yeah, well, I guess the zoning codes didn't catch that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah, unless you want fishing access for that stream, yeah, we have no need.
No.
If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Carries.
Okay, next item related to some flood damage from 2021 and 24. So we're requesting authorization to transfer from the D account to Associated Projects Flood 821 and 824 in the amount of $600,000. So $425,000 of this would be for riprap rock surrounding bridge on County Route 117, riprap rock again on County Route 21, County Route 71, repair with riprap rock for more bank stabilization, Derby Hill Bridge and Drake Hill Bridge. The other piece that's coming from Flood 824 is also County Route 21 on the roadside going up between 36 and County Route 30. This is again for more stabilization. This riprap rock, say it three times. It's about $60 a ton, and it's the big stabilization rock that we get. So a lot of it we've been hauling from outside the area due to resource. I know Mr. Parker's had some trouble getting it when he needs it as well. The local pits are about done with the oversized rock. So the cost of that stuff between the trucking purchase has gone up a hair.
You have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Whatever.
Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right, next item. Requesting authorization to enter a memorandum of agreement with New York State DOT for the reconstruction of Red Spring Road Bridge. During the flood process, they put a temp bridge in for us to access that road, or so the people could access that road. So we agree that we'll design and erect the new superstructure and bridge deck for that replacement of that bridge. We agree to dismantle and return the temporary bridge to New York State DOT site in Penn Yan. That was part of the verbal agreement when we entered into this with them for the temp bridge. So that's reimbursable. At this point, we're being told it's reimbursable, that whole process to deconstruct and send by FEMA. So we're just waiting on those numbers, but we had to have this agreement in place for FEMA and for the DOT to return the bridge. We are also concerned that because the stipulation didn't have a specific location, and we finally got the location of Penn Yan, that they possibly would have us ship it downstate or even upstate. So we want to just confirm that we weren't shipping it 300 miles somewhere.
Yeah, else. And it was good of DOT to, we requested a close location and they gave us about the closest location possible. So that was good of them.
Will this require any kind of special equipment or whatever to move it?
Yeah. So this, you're disassembling. It's going to be a crane operation, but plus truck, and we're hoping we can truck it on our rigs. But we're still investigating that because it's sectioned off. It's modular. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully FEMA comes through with the funding. I say indicated they will. Okay.
Motion.
Have a second.
Second.
Any questions? Further discussion? Not all in favor. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Carries.
So next item, I brought up the five-year plan project. I just want to give you guys just a brief update. Nothing's changed a ton. We sent you some copies. Folks should all have had them of the roads that are continued and been juggled. The reason I'm updating you again is the fact that with some of the windmill repairs that were done last year with 8-point winds, as well as some of the additional funds and getting projects done, we've been able to jockey some projects that weren't scheduled till 25, 26, and even 27, 28 years, and got them done in 24 and are getting them done in 25 and 26. We're not behind on schedule by any mean. I'd say if anything, we're ahead, but again, this is always subject to change, is, you know, things change with windmill process, heavy truck hauling and or bad weather, bad seasons for winter. So everything looks good as far as that. I didn't know if you folks had any questions in reviewing the roads that are out there still now in comparison to maybe 2 years ago or last year.
Is this something that needs to be approved by the committee?
Nope. Okay. Just a FYI.
Information. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you send this to us in an email as a PDF?
Yeah.
That we can provide it to the towns?
Sure.
We had the link off the agenda that has the pictures, but they're not copyable. So.
Okay. The only thing I do get concerned about is we've had it where we've sent or they've gotten copies of this and something's changed because either another road blew apart or like last year we didn't get to a few because our grinder.
Yeah.
Up to us to communicate that these out years are planned, but anything can happen.
I think in big bold letters at the top, put subject to change.
Okay.
You mm-hmm. know, because it is the unforeseen happens.
That's but, what happens with yep. 5-year plan. I mean, long-term planning mm-hmm. that happens.
Yep.
It's nice. It gives us a guideline and we stay focused on the couple years ahead and
right.
The rest is a bonus. We try to tackle some of that stuff.
Okay.
Hilda.
Yes, Hilda.
Eric, since I wasn't here for most of the winter, how was the winter? Pretty much all the winter. Road to the county? I'm assuming it wasn't too bad.
It was bad enough. We had quite a few between the ice and stuff, more or less. I've seen more this year than in the past. Snow, again, based on location, what is it, 35 up there, Cohocton. We got a couple trucks stuck up there, but a lot of it was the ice. So they were out quite a bit. We had quite a bit of overtime usage and, you know, just a lot of salt.
Has anything changed with the availability of salt?
We didn't have a problem, did we, because of our vendor?
We did not get American this time. We were out of Cargill, out of Lansing.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
I was a little distraught because in the past, they had been good. They were wonderful this year, and those American up in Mount Morris ran out.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. We got very lucky as our county.
Yeah, there's nothing up there. Mount Morris.
It's amazing.
That big place that has all the
Long 390.
All gone, right down to the fair pavement. Yep.
Well, they started allocating it only to the state, right? I mean,
right.
Third yeah. parties couldn't go up there and get salt.
Yeah, they focus on highway and school, very little with the school districts. Yes,
they got what they could, and that's all was next in private was basically shut out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is the landfill.
Landfill, we didn't have anything, do we? Nothing on landfill.
Okay.
Get a break from that. Sorry, I'm organizing all my notes here. Bids are next, right?
Yep, bids.
Okay. So first bid, subsurface exploration, geotechnical engineering services. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Whitestone Associates, in the amount of $9,000. This is needed to determine the soil properties at the County Route 7 over the 10 Mile Creek Bridge site. The soil property determines the design and the bridge abutments for the 2027 schedule bridge project.
Okay.
Can he read them all through?
Can we do them all at once?
Yeah. Next, guide rail material. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Shamong Supply Corps, in the amount of $191,992.70. Next one, recommend awarding the lowest bidder, Suco, for the amount of $1,324,224 for microsurfacing.
Wow.
Next item, sale of forest products, Lindley North Landfill. We recommend awarding the sole bidder, Custom Sawing For You, in the amount of $27,150. Next item is a tilt deck trailer. We recommend awarding the second lowest bidder, Fayette Trailers LLC, in the amount of $17,395. It's important to note that the lowest bidder did not meet the bid specs. That's why we went to the second bidder. Next, treatment plant chemicals, requesting authorization to extend this contract for ferric chloride and defoamer, which are used to pre-treat the leachate prior to the discharge down to the village. And that's all the bids.
Okay. Any questions on any of the bids? If not, do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
That's all I've got, but I do want to just put out an FYI. We're still waiting for formal approval for our CHIPS funding from the governor. So our contractors right now, based on what we had projected for doing work this year, are on standby, but we may have to, if it's up to you guys, but we may end up having to have a special meeting to get that allocated so we can get rolling with construction once this does reach the accounts.
The late budget is not helping anything. Normally we get the letter. It's pretty late to begin with right around now, but I mean, we frankly can't, it would significantly hinder us if we're into June without go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You really don't dare to spend the money until we know.
You're
going to get some out of it, but
you don't, but, and again, famous last words, but CHIPS has always been, you know, even in the bad years, they funded CHIPS. So,
yeah. We could spend some, but
yeah.
Winter recovery money and that stuff, you don't have any idea about.
No, they've made, I mean, it's not permanent. It's been in place for 10 years. So they've essentially made that pave our potholes, the others. It's so popular and there's a lot of advocacy behind. And again, if there's good news, it impacts all municipalities, large and small. So there's a big constituency. So they normally don't touch that. But to your point, Bob, maybe you don't go to the tippy top, but you get it going.
Yeah, we'll try to kick it as long as we can. But it's tough as the scheduling these contractors because they do everybody else's and there's only so many people in the game. So for us to meet our scheduling, what we want to get done, that's where it gets a little bit hairy. So
you almost have to do some of it or we're not going to get contractors to do it all. Mm-hmm. You wait.
Right.
Completely.
Yeah. It gets
if far. Everybody waits for the state, then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You have anything, Jack? Yeah. Can I have a motion to
adjourn? So moved.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No problem getting to your meeting.